You ever look around and realize, damn, podcasting isn't what it used to be? It's bigger, louder, and moving faster than ever. Today for Africa Podcast Day, let's talk about where we are, where we're headed, and how to stay in the game without losing our minds.
This is Into the Podverse, the Indie African edition. Here's your host, Tony Doe.
There was a time when all you needed was a mic, an idea, and the will to keep going. Now, video is everywhere. YouTube is calling itself a podcast platform. TikTok is a discovery machine. Even Spotify and Apple are nudging podcasters toward video. Does that mean every indie podcaster has to switch things up? Not necessarily. But ignoring the trend completely? Risky move. At the very least, experimenting with short-form clips or audiograms might be the difference between being found or being forgotten. AI is doing some wild things right now. It can edit your podcast, generate transcripts, and even suggest better episode titles. Some podcasters love it. I do. Others worry it will take away the human touch. The truth? AI isn't the enemy. It's a tool. So use it to save time, but not replace creativity. Let it clean up your audio, repurpose your content, and handle the grunt work so you can focus on what makes your show yours. Not too long ago, if you weren't landing big sponsorships, making money from podcasting felt impossible. But in 2025, the game has changed. Subscriptions, exclusive content, fan tipping. These small but steady revenue streams are helping indie podcasters stay afloat. And speaking of support, I have to show some love to Show Love by Sela.co. It lets fans from anywhere in the world support their favorite content creators, something that's especially useful for Nigerian podcasters, since PayPal and Patreon are not options. I've already received support from listeners in Nigeria, the US and UK. And if you're an indie creator, you might want to check it out too. Now, this isn't a paid promo, but hey, if someone at Sela is listening, we should talk. People don't pay for podcasts, they pay for connection. If you want your audience to back you, you have to give them something more than just episodes. A reason to feel like they're a part of something bigger. One thing I love about Africa Podcast Day, it reminds me how far we've come. There was a time when finding African podcasts felt like searching for hidden treasure. Now, we're everywhere, telling our stories, building networks, and proving that African voices are not just part of the global conversation. We're shaping it. But we still have work to do. Monetization is tricky. Visibility, even tougher. But the podcasters who win will be the ones who focus on community. Podcasting in 2025 is noisy, but connection, that still cuts through.
That's a wrap for today's episode of the Indie African Podcaster Edition with Tony Doe. Keep pushing the boundaries of your podcasting journey and watch your audience grow. Subscribe and listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Good Pods, and everywhere else you get your podcasts. Catch you next time for more strategies and success stories.